Gracious God, open our hearts to your word. Send your Holy Spirit so that we may know more of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, as I said earlier, we're celebrating Bartholomew the Apostle today. Do you know anybody called Bartholomew? Somebody does. Ah, you're jumping ahead of the. You're stealing my sermon. All right. Well, we will come to Nathaniel, but sticking with Bartholomew for the moment, the only one I can think of is Bart Simpson. You know, the prankster son of Marge and Homer. Perhaps as a Christian name, it's more popular in the States than over here. What's in a name? There are 9 other churches, apart from ours, in Duckington, dedicated to St. Bartholomew in the Oxford Diocese. I spent a happy hour or so counting them the other day. There's one in Yonton, for example. And other famous references to the apostle include Bart's, St. Bartholomew's Hospital in Smithfield. The hospital probably got its name from Bartholomew Fair, which was a great national fair held, like St. Giles, you know, with a variety of amusements and entertainments, first held in Smithfield on the 24th of August, 1133. Bartholomew Fair is a comedy written by the playwright Ben Jonson. And I'm beginning to run out of allusions to Bartholomew, but perhaps the grimmest is the massacre of the French Huguenot Protestants, many, many thousands of them, by the Catholic King Charles IX of France. Of those that escaped, some fled to London as refugees, and of course they brought with them skills and traditions which enriched the life of our capital, which is perhaps a lesson for us. All right, that's all very well, you might say, but where is Bartholomew mentioned in the Bible? He's after all not named in today's readings. Actually, he is named in a list of the 12 apostles in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, where he's frequently partnered with Philip. The name Bartholomew, Bartolme, is simply the Aramaic for son of Ptolemy. So here we go, over to you here. We ask ourselves, could he go by another name? After all, Matthew was also known as Levi, Simon also known as Peter. Now, I'm going to read in a moment from John chapter 1, verse 43 onwards. Jesus is collecting together a band of disciples. He had already called Andrew and Simon Peter, and now, listen to this. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We've found him, about whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said, "Come and see." And when Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you come to know me?" Jesus answered. I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you. Nathanael replied, Rabbi, you're the Son of God. You're the King of Israel. Jesus answered, Do you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these. And he said to him, Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? I love that. It's like saying dismissively, can anything good come out of Carterton or Beresfield or wherever? We all have our prejudices. But for centuries, the church has identified Nathanael with Bartholomew. So we'll take that, we'll follow that in our thinking. What changed him from grumpy skeptic to ardent and faithful follower? Well, the answer must be simple. It must be watching and learning and following Jesus. Do the history books have anything to say? Can we get a handle on this man? What was he really like? Traditionally, he became a missionary in India and in Armenia, where he was savagely tortured before being killed. Well, all right, you might think, tradition's all very well, but what do we really know about Bartholomew? What can we know about that relationship with Jesus? The most important thing is he was one of the 12 apostles, one of those called by Jesus. So that although the historical record is a bit thin, the biblical record is strong. Bartholomew accompanied Jesus for 3 years, marveling at his word, his actions, his devotion to God. Bartholomew was a Jew. He longed for God's kingdom. He heard the parables. He saw Jesus heal people. And in his role as one of the 12, he was a representative of the 12 tribes of Israel. He would have been aware of the symbolism, the symbolic nature of that role. It would have been a heavy responsibility to be part of that heady excitement of building the new Israel. Bartholomew was sent out in a pair, presumably with Philip, to announce the kingdom. He agreed with Peter that Jesus was the Messiah. And perhaps the excitement went to his head. Because from today's gospel reading, we learn of the squabble between the apostles as to who would get the top job in the kingdom. They were rebuked by Jesus, who promised them, first of all, a life of service before one of glory. Bartholomew would have waved a palm branch. He would have reclined at the Last Supper. He fell asleep in the garden, woke up, and ran away. He was in the upper room at Easter. He spoke in tongues at Pentecost. And from our reading from Acts, we learn that along with the other apostles, he could do some of the things that Jesus had done. Teaching, healing, sharing the good news of Jesus. His life had been shattered by the cross, reformed and revitalized by the new life of Easter and Pentecost. His life was subsequently devoted to loving and serving Jesus. and letting that love do its work through him in the lives of others. He is an example, a model, a role model for us, one for us to follow. When Michelangelo painted Bartholomew, he gave him his own face. And there's a thought. But mark this. If we are to be the Bartholomews of today, remember, he was not alone. He was always one of a team, usually with a partner, Philip. The one who led and inspired them was clearly Jesus. After Pentecost, the leadership was devolved to Peter and James and Paul, who were keen to show and be Jesus to others. Now, in Ducklington, this is our model too. Jesus is our master, our inspiration. Andrea is our leader. And we come together in our different ways to show that love of Jesus for others. We need one another to build together the kingdom in looking outwards to the world, inwards to one another, and inwards to our community, and inwards to ourselves, our inner selves. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, inspire us to serve you and to one another. Hold us in your love, we ask, for your name's sake. Amen.